Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A very holy, very religious time of year. This weekend especially, Passover and Good Friday and Easter don't always coincide, but this year they happen too. And we're talking about Passover, and then we'll talk with Archbishop Amon about Good Friday and Easter. Rabbi Matt Reamer, nice enough to join us, a rabbi at Temple Sinai. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great, and I appreciate you taking the time to join us.
My pleasure.
For people that don't understand what a Seder meal is, and I know in some Christian churches and communities, they've taken to having Seder meals of their own. I don't know about tonight or not, but to try to explain the traditions of the church and of the Bible and all of that. So explain to us what it is, what it commemorates, and who gets together and does this.
So a Seder is the central part of the Passover holiday. And what it is, literally, is a sitting around the table with family and friends and even strangers that you welcome into your home or your community. And you go through the order. Seder means order in Hebrew. You go through the order of the Passover story. We are commanded, in fact, to retell the story of Passover to our children, grandchildren, on and on we go. And this is a way to bring us all together. Passover is actually the most celebrated holiday, Jewish holiday in the United States.
Rabbi, I hate to jump in here and do this, but I'm sure there's some people that don't know the origins of Passover.
Yeah, sure. So Passover is the commemoration of the liberation of the Israelites from Egypt, and it is the story of slaves being redeemed out of Egypt and beginning their journey, their wanderings in the desert as they make their way towards Israel. So it is very much a story of liberation and of redemption, and it is a story that speaks to all of us today. One of the things that we are commanded to do as Jews sitting around the Seder table is to remember, not to imagine, but to remember that we were slaves in Egypt. Each of us sitting around the table were slaves in Egypt, and we were redeemed. And so then the question that we ask ourselves is, what does that mean? Now that we have been liberated, now that we are free, are we making the most of our lives to acknowledge the fact that we are no longer slaves in Egypt?
So getting back to the Seder meal itself, you got a table full of friends and family. It is the biggest celebration, or how'd you phrase it, holiday celebration, or the biggest celebratory holiday? I'm sorry, Rabbi, I don't want to offend anybody.
No, that's okay. No, that's okay. No offense. It's the most celebrated holiday in one form or another throughout Jewish families in the United States.
And would that occur tonight?
So traditionally, the first two nights in perhaps some more observant homes, there would be a Seder tonight and a Seder tomorrow night. But the truth of the matter is that a lot of families, particularly down in here in New Orleans, which is not uncommon elsewhere, there's 8 days of Passover, and families will come together during one of those days to have a Seder meal with friends and family. But tonight is the start at sundown, officially, of the first night of Passover.
Is the same thing served at each meal?
You know, that's one of the great things about Passover, is that families bring their own identities, their own stories, their own traditions. So while I would say that at every family there are going to be dishes that people simply assume will be served in one form or another, whether it's matzo ball soup, of course matzo is a big part of the meal, but things like matzo ball soup, there are lots of different ways that Jews and non-Jews, as you alluded to, celebrate Passover, bringing their own traditions. There are now, you know, typically we might serve turkey or brisket. Now that there are vegetarians and vegans, people are getting very creative. Last year at our Seder table, we served cauliflower schnitzel. And so people get creative. If you look in online, you're always going to find new recipes and new ways to reinvent. And that's one of the most important parts about Pesach, about Passover, is that every year we reinvent ourselves in ways to continually remind ourselves that we're free, which means that we should be living our lives in different and interesting ways. And sitting together around the Seder table is one of the ways that we can try new things. Every generation does a Seder differently.
Is there not a tradition where somebody knocks at the door?
Yes, so there is a moment in the Seder where we welcome in Elijah, one of the prophets, and we welcome him into our home. And in fact, on the table is Elijah's cup, which we fill with wine, and we imagine that we welcome in Elijah, who is going to bring out the Messianic age. We welcome him into our home, and we imagine him sitting down with us and joining us for the rest of the meal and drinking the wine. It is an opportunity, I think, to engage children, which is really important during Passover, and they will typically go to the door and imagine who might be there, and then throughout the meal, they might peek into that cup, that Elijah's cup, wondering if some of the wine has been removed from the cup in one way or another. There are lots of traditions during the Seder meal that are meant nothing more than to engage our children in the process of retelling the story.
I appreciate your time, Rabbi. I really do, and I hope you have, I guess it's okay to say, happy Passover?
Absolutely, and I wish everyone out there a happy Holy Week and a happy Easter, and let's just remember what it means to be a free people.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rabbi. Rabbi Matt Reamer, Rabbi at Temple Sinai.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.